Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Derek Mason, Braden Gall here. Friday edition. We got our pigskin pick'em coming up in just a few minutes. You once again went 4-2 last week, so I think you're now like 12 games over 500, which is borderline absurd.
Which is, I'm the GOAT.
Settle down.
And I'm going to announce that to the world. I'm the GOAT.
You're 36-23 on the season, which is actually pretty good.
I'm the GOAT, man.
I went 4-2 last week. I am now 27-29-1, so we'll get to those picks coming up in about 30 minutes. The Preds lose last night 6-3, giving up 5 power play goals. No big deal. Uh-huh. Obviously, we've discussed it ad nauseum with Crispy, and you know we heard from Rocco Grimaldi earlier. It's just it's a bad spot right now. I don't think that anyone needs to be going to extremes or panicking about anything. I also don't think you can apologize for all the deflections last night. I think there are some serious concerns with this team that need to be addressed, but they are playing maybe better than the score indicated these two games this week. But mm-hmm. the bottom line is you got beaten. You didn't get a single point. In a 3-game homestand, you got 0 points. And so you got to get points coming up against St. Louis on Saturday night and against St. Louis again on Monday.
Well, this weekend is going to be critical because the Blues lead the division.
Yep.
So anything is better than nothing. With two games versus them. So it's going to be interesting to see how they bounce back from the play last night. But what I do want to ask you in this regard, because I want to switch gears here and talk about the Titans, what did yesterday's game mean for the Tennessee Titans?
Yeah, and I was going to say the other big score last night is Houston winning 20-17 over the Colts in Houston last night. So the Colts fall to 6-5, Texans move up to 7-3, are now in commanding position in the division, but you've got two games left with them if you're the Titans at the end of the year. We know about that. You pointed out the differences between these two
teams.
Seven and four, sorry. I think that the percentages went up to something like 76% chance of winning the division. The Titans have currently a 6% chance of making the playoffs. The Colts now have an 18% chance to making the playoffs. So to me, it just... I actually think it's the right outcome if you're a Titans fan last night because you've got two with the Texans. You still go to the Colts next week. You've got Jacksonville this weekend. It makes every game is critical for the Titans moving forward. You cannot gain anything by winning. Mm-hmm. All you do is keep your playoff hopes alive. But if you lose it at any point, you're probably eliminating yourself in some way, shape, or form. So all you have is stuff to lose now as a Titans organization. And you know, look, you lost to the Jaguars in week 2. I think it's good that the Texans have the lead because then you have a chance to win the tiebreaker with them.
Yeah, you do. I think you can't afford to lose this game because at best you go 500 in the division. And going 500 in the division is not going to win you the South. I think you need to have a winning record to win the South because the thing is that you haven't played Houston yet. And the probability of you beating Houston twice in a 3-week span is very slim. Now, you might get them once, but to beat them twice is very slim.
I think you're probably going to have to beat them twice.
Yeah, you're going to have to beat them twice to have any hopes of getting into the playoffs.
And play near-perfect football up to that point.
Exactly. So that game this yesterday to me was critical. For the Titans. Either way, I think if Indy wins, then it puts more pressure on you to beat Indy a second.
Yeah, but I think
Indy
it's
at home.
I think
at,
it's more
in Indy.
It's more difficult to track down Indy than it is to track down Houston because you have two chances at it.
Yeah.
So you can pick up two games on them with your own control.
Exactly.
Right? You're not waiting on other teams to beat these teams. I will say this: the schedule we've talked about for the Titans overall is
it's very difficult. Yeah.
But in each individual game, I don't think it's that crazy to see the Titans playing well and beating any of these teams. Oakland is not a team they're playing well. Their record says they're a decent team, but they're not terrifying to me. I think the Titans can beat Oakland. I think the Titans can beat the Colts on the road. I think they can beat Jacksonville. I think they can beat Houston. New Orleans is the one that you sort of circle and go, all right, that feels like a loss. But all these games, while collectively it's a very difficult schedule, I think the Titans are the better team this weekend, for example. I think the Titans should win the game. I think the game plan should be simple. You've got Taylor Lewan back in the lineup. You didn't have him against Jacksonville when they had 9 sacks in week 2. You have a different offensive line lineup. Derrick Henry is in rhythm right now. You have a different quarterback. I just think the whole thing feels differently today than it did when they met up in week two, and Jacksonville dominated along the line of scrimmage. I think there can be a different game plan for this one, or maybe a similar game plan to what they've done against Jacksonville for a decade, but I think the outcome will be very different. I still don't know how you block Calais Campbell, but they've got a great defensive line, but right now they've given up so many yards on the ground. I think you take advantage of that and just don't make mistakes, and I think you should win this game on Sunday at home.
Yeah, I think what happens is not only does this win help you in regards to the division, it helps you in regards to the conference because your next opponent then after that, I believe, is Oakland. Oakland, looking at their schedule, they have two potential playoff teams on their schedule. That's the Chiefs and the Titans, really. Or you could say the Chargers, but I just think the Chargers are out of it now with that division being so tough.
But again, having Oakland, it's sort of like the Texans.
Yeah.
Having Oakland on the schedule allows you to control some of
it. And that's why I said.
You get to track them down and take a game from them personally and get a tiebreaker.
Exactly.
Out of
and that's what I'm saying is that I believe winning this game and then having Oakland, you can then put yourself in a much better position at not necessarily winning a division, but keeping yourself in a playoff hunt, because now what you've done if you win the next two games is if you take the tiebreaker away from Oakland. If, say, if you and Oakland, you know, kind of mirror the same record going toward the end of the season and you both of you guys are in the playoff hunt, you then win the tiebreaker over Oakland because you then beat them. So winning this game is going to be critical, but then moving forward, they have to win those games outside of the division too. So
I think you need to, as long as you're within two games when you get to the first game with Houston of the Texans, it almost doesn't matter what they do. As long as you're within two games of Houston, you can beat them twice, control your own destiny to some degree. Now, again, that would mean you have to go into Indianapolis and Lucas Oil and win a game next weekend. I mean, you have to beat Oakland. You have to probably beat the Jags. This game is just so different for me. I just find it interesting because there's no Jalen Ramsey. There's no Malcolm Butler. Both of them were huge factors in the first game. Taylor Lewan didn't play, as we mentioned. Both quarterbacks are different for both teams. I just don't think anything that happened in that first game is sort of relevant. It had bad weather involved as well. You turn the ball over in the first, you know, Adoree Jackson gives them a touchdown, and then the defense plays really well basically the rest of the game. I think that you can kind of throw away that first game. I still think there are things that to be concerned about, Jacksonville's defensive line, namely. But if you can play with a lead and play with long, sustained drives with Derrick Henry on offense, I think the defense is good enough to give Nick Foles problems. They were so one-dimensional last week against the Colts. This is one of those where if you've got a week off, you're getting healthier. Jaylen Brown, Jarrell Casey, Corey Davis, all healthier and probably going to and back on the field practicing and going to play. Uh-huh. How much can they give you? Who knows? But it feels very different, and I find that to be – if I'm a Titans fan, I like that because – I think they're in a far better situation to win the game today than they were when they first met up.
But I still do believe that on both sides of the ball, I mean, both teams, not having Jalen Ramsey will hurt Jacksonville or has. And Herndon has played really well.
They are not tackling. Though,
yeah, but they are a poor tackling team. But not having, you know, your best corner cover in Malcolm Butler might give way to, you know, them completing a couple of more passes that they probably would have if Malcolm Butler was playing.
And the Titans defense has been victimized by a big play in the second half almost every week, it feels like. Now, there's a couple games they went without that, but even in games that they won, the Chargers game, for example, a big play, the Mecole Hardman play against the Chiefs, the Jordan Wilkins run for the Colts, Leonard Fournette had the big run, the 60-yard run or whatever for the Jags. There has been a big play that this team has given up in almost every game, so they're going to have to – DJ Chark is the guy that I'm keeping an eye on there because he's having a great season. Foles will get him the football this weekend, and Malcolm Butler probably would have been covering him, so we'll see what happens there. When we come back, biggest story in all of sports today, and you don't have to have an opinion on it, okay? I'm just giving you some advice. I'll explain when we return. Morning Drive. The MTSU Blue Raiders take on Old Dominion and those are the Monarchs tomorrow at Floyd Stadium. Get to the game early and experience the Grove tailgate area. Don't forget to also check out the Blue Raider Beer Garden and Family Fun Zone. Hear all the action for MTSU football on 94.9 Game 2. That kickoff for MTSU and Old Dominion is at 3:30. All right, Derek Mason, Braden Gall here on Morning Drive. And this Myles Garrett thing, as he is appealing to the NFL, he tells everybody that Mason Rudolph used a racial slur or something of that nature in his attempt to get his suspension reduced. This is one of those stories, Derek, and obviously I can only speak from my perspective. Certainly, I've never had racial slurs thrown at me, so I don't know what that feels like. But this is one of those moments where we're never really going to have evidence of anything definitive. We're never going to know if Mason Rudolph did or didn't say this. We're never going to really know if Myles Garrett is or is not lying. We're never going to really know. And it's going to be talked about on every single show on TV, and it's every show on this channel. Everywhere in America, people are going to have opinions about Myles Garrett and Mason Rudolph. What Myles Garrett did was wrong, regardless of what Mason Rudolph said. And the suspension was upheld, rightly so. But at the end of the day, we're never going to know and have a resolution on this. We're never going to resolve the problem. I think this is one of those times, Derek, where it's okay to just simply not have an opinion, not have a take, and just let it go. Am I wrong to think that this is one of those times where you just don't need to be screaming about one side of this or the other? You can think one way if you want to, but there's no way for anyone to prove you right or wrong. So if you and I disagree or we agree, it doesn't matter because neither one of us will ever have evidence that either one of us is ever right or wrong about it. Just let it go. Move on. Everyone's going to take their suspension. Maybe ESPN will stop showing the clip on TV and we can all just go about our business and finish the football season.
Yeah, it's he say in this situation. Myles Garrett said he heard this. Mason Rudolph's attorney vehemently denies that coming from Mason Rudolph. So we'll never know exactly what was said. And frankly, it's over with. It's hard for me to say, well, you know, Myles Garrett should have reacted this way, because if he thought he screamed out a racial slur, then however you react, you have to understand then there's going to be some type of consequence for your action. So I'm not telling him how he should react. If indeed he heard that, I don't know if he heard that or not. We'll never know.
We'll never know. And again,
I'm not going to even argue that.
We're going to get wrapped up. My issue is that, like, every sportscaster, everybody in America is going to have an opinion on this, and everyone's going to get wrapped around the axle on whether he did or didn't do it. And is that it doesn't matter to me. And again, you guys know me. I'm not trying to make light of what would be bad behavior on Mason Rudolph's part if, in fact, he did say what he said. Like, it's bad behavior. It would change my opinion of his character. But I've talked to you about this. I said, have you ever had anybody say that word to you during 15 years
like
of the NFL?
Like a white guy in 15 years? No, I haven't.
And you're like, no. And if it did, you would say what? You'd be telling everybody.
Exactly.
Everyone in the locker room would know.
This is what he said. Yeah. You know, and maybe I would have tried to go at the guy. I don't know.
I imagine you probably would have said something.
Yeah, I probably would have said something.
You wouldn't have tried to hit his open head, though, with a helmet.
Nah, I probably wouldn't have did that, but I probably would have tried to go at him. Just because the nature of the sport and testosterone and everything is so aggressive, and then someone says that, it's like a powder keg and it just explodes, and then boom, everything. It's just like, okay, now everything's a frenzy. But what you got to understand, again, is this. If Mason Rudolph did say that, I don't know if he said that or not. That's not even, I'm not going to even argue that, because it's he say, he
said. No one's ever going to win that argument.
And we can go back and forth and we'll be arguing until the cows come
home.
And
it will serve no purpose.
Absolutely. Here's my thing is that regardless of that, how I choose to react, whether it's warranted or not, we got to understand there's going to be a consequence to that action. And the consequence, I could say, if he said that, then Myles Garrett was right, you know, whatever he did. But Myles Garrett, there's a consequence to what you did. And I can't argue the suspension. I just can't. Like, so if you got suspended, so be it. But, I mean, hey, I don't blame you, but you gotta
again.
There's a consequence to what you did.
Yeah, I just think it doesn't matter what Mason Rudolph says.
Yeah.
You can't slam a guy's helmet down on his exposed head. And again, if I were to walk up to you on the side of the road and we never knew each other, and I were to use a racial slur to you, and you just clocked me right in the face, people would understand why you did it.
Uh-huh.
I'd still be able to sue you.
Exactly,
because words are not illegal. Free speech in this country is not illegal.
And maybe the judge says go lenient, but then the judge can't just completely dismiss it. There has to be some type of consequence.
Right. You can pay my medical bills.
Exactly.
But even if I am a jerk about it.
Here's the one thing that I dislike the NFL with, and I explained this to you earlier in the show. It has nothing to do with Garrett and Rudolph. It has everything to do with Pouncey. Again, the first initial, whether it was skirmish or a punch he threw when they were standing up, okay, I get that, because you're reacting to what you saw. Okay, I get it. But the minute he fell to the ground and you kicked him and then jumped on him and punched him again, the NFL, you are completely wrong for rescinding in the game. I understand, he still got
suspended. The suspension went from 3 to 2.
But it still should have been 3 games, because now you've set the precedent. Anytime a guy, if something happens and a guy reacts, you can only then punish him on the first. You can't punish him after. And so if he punches the guy, then the guy goes to the ground and he kicks the guy. You can't then say, well, I'm suspending you 6 games, or I'm suspending you indefinitely. You can't do that now.
Yeah,
because we've seen it happen. And the NFL said, you know what? 3 games go to 2. Pouncey, we're still going to discipline you, but it goes from 3 to 2. I think it should have stayed 3.
I understand where you're coming from on that. I also think that, the kick really wasn't overtly egregious. It was terrible, but it wasn't overtly. Like, I think 2-game suspension for getting in a fight is okay. I'm not going to lose any sleep over that one, but I see your point on that. I just think that there are very few times when a major sports story happens that it's okay to just say, I don't need to have a hot take on this. I don't need to scream about this. I don't need, my life is unaffected by this. I am not trying to diminish the seriousness of the actual incident or the issue, or even using racial slurs. It's incredibly disrespectful, and we should, eliminate them from our speech. I get all of that. I get all of the angles. I just think there's no point in trying to push blame on this and say, oh, Mason Rudolph, totally innocent, because you have no idea. You can't say Myles Garrett is innocent because he did something wrong. I just, at some point in this, it's just like, you know what? I wanted to cover this story in a different way and give people an opportunity just to think about it and go, you know what? It's just not that big a deal to me. Like, I'm going to spend some time with my friends and family this weekend. I'm going to hang out, watch some football, and enjoy myself. And I don't need to stress about who said what to who in a fight on an NFL field a week and a half ago. I know that's not how media works anymore, but heaven forbid we actually just let something go.
Hey, ESPN, stop showing it, okay?
Right,
stop showing it.
Heaven forbid.
Yeah, just stop showing it, him hit Mason Rudolph on the head. We've seen it. I've seen it probably
20
times. Yeah. So, and it doesn't change, it doesn't change what I think or what I see. So why keep showing it? I just don't understand that part.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. So just our takes, our humble opinions here on a topic. That's our take on a topic we don't think anyone should have a take on.
Nah, other people, y'all can overreact.
Yeah,
other
y'all
can overreact.
Yeah, 2-6 here right on ESPN 102.5 again. All right, we'll have Pigskin Pick'em when we return right here on Morning Drive. But I want to talk to you about the internet. You got to have it to function, right? You got to have it. Otherwise, how do you get all those likes? You got to have all those likes, right, Marquise? You crave those likes, right? Derek, you crave those likes on the gram. You got to have those likes. You got to have the internet.
You got to have it.
Or if I, in my nerdiness, want to binge 10 straight hours of BoJack Horseman, for example. I love that show. I might want to do that. I never have time, but I'd like to do that. This is where Xfinity XFi makes your life simple, easy, and awesome. The XFi app gives you complete control and security for your home internet right in the palm of your hand. You'll get alerts when foreign devices you don't want, it'll recognize them and give you an alert and say, hey, there's somebody trying to access your network. And you can go in there and you can control it. You can pause it. You can block it right there on the XFi app. Manage all the devices that are active on your network and even pause active devices that are, that are allowed, right? Like an iPad or a TV or a phone. In theory, for example, I could play a prank on my wife, although I thought it was funny, and I thought it was hilarious. I will not be pausing my wife's iPad right when she's in the middle of her trash TV ever again. That didn't go over well. I thought it was funny. I won't be doing it again. But you could, in theory, do that with the Xfinity XFi app. But you know what else you can do? You know, with the kids, for example, if they won't put down their phones or tablets, just pause those bad boys with a quick little tap, tap, tap on that Xfinity app, and boom, time for the family dinner with no screens. Then if they eat their veggies, they can go back and watch their TV shows and stream all their fancy movies and stuff. So that's how comfortable the Xfinity XFi app makes your life. Simple, easy, and awesome. Xfinity XFi and the XFi app are the best way to manage and secure your home network. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or pop into a store today for more details. Pigskin, pick 'em when we come back.
Pigskin, pick 'em. Starts now. For entertainment purposes only.
Bumbling, bumbling, stumbling. Here we go.
That goes double for you knuckleheads. Yeah, you know who you are.
Let's go now. Let's go now.
That's right, 9:30 on a Friday, or Friday. Derek Mason, Braden Gall, it's time to make picks. My headset's in a different position now. It's much louder than it was before. This is tremendous. All right, time to make some picks. Derek, you went 4-2 last week and are now just scorching the earth with your random over-under total predictions. So since,
I'm the man.
Since you are the man.
I'm the man.
Yeah, that. 36-23 on the season, which is basically impossible.
Don't make your producer nervous like that, please.
I almost made you nervous,
buddy. Spice Adams now?
I almost made you nervous, little guy. Huh, little guy? Is that kind of weird?
Yeah.
Yeah, very weird. Yeah,
thank you. I'm glad Marquise agrees with me on this one.
It's not weird.
You went 4-2. 36-23 on the season, which means you are first up today.
Am I the GOAT at this? Can y'all just say you're the GOAT? Can y'all say that?
Derek the Greek.
I would like for you to say the GOAT.
You're not the GOAT.
Why am I not the GOAT? I'm trying to get my...
Are you stalling over there?
That's what I'm really doing. I'm stalling. But I got him
so
right
So you
here.
Were going to call me just little guy for 5 minutes until you
pulled up some points spreads?
Hey, little guy.
I will say, though, this is the truth. The way you make your picks is honestly like you pull up a screen and you just randomly make picks.
That's what I do.
And you are 13 games over 500 doing that.
Yeah.
If you have followed Derek's completely random advice this year, you would have made a small fortune.
Absolutely.
Which is not fair to me.
Check it out. Hit that music. There we go. That Star Wars music. You know why?
Yeah, whatever.
Star is for the war. Star Wars.
I don't get it.
I don't either. It's just, I don't know why I said that.
Are we done yet with this week? Is this week over yet?
North Texas. Versus Rice. North Texas 4-6. Rice 1-9.
They just won their first
under
game.
Is 55.5. You know what I'm doing? I'm going the under in this one.
Cool.
I'm going the under. Georgia Southern.
Southern.
That's my slang.
I know.
Arkansas State. Both of these teams are 6-4.
Oh.
55 is the over under. You know what? I'm going to over on this one. I think it's going to be a high score game.
What was the number?
55.
Taking the over.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Texas State versus number 24 App State. 51-5 is the over-under.
51-5.
I'm going the over.
51.5.
Yeah, 51.5.
All right.
I'm going the over on that one, fellas. Y'all like that one? Oh, here's another
one. I love that one.
Yeah, here's another one.
Oh, give it to me.
Mercer, North Carolina. Over under 64.5. I'm going the over on that one.
Okay, you do it.
I don't think they're going to just whoop them up. They're going to whoop their pants.
It's Mercer versus North Carolina.
Yeah, you're right about that. So.
By the way, Sam Howell, if you've not watched Sam Howell, do yourself a favor and watch Sam Howell. True freshman quarterback. He will be in the NFL one day.
And will he?
Yeah, that's a little nugget for you there. Oh. Just take that with you.
Well, thank you.
Put it in your pocket.
It. San Diego State, Hawaii. They're playing in Hawaii.
Hawaii could win the whole division.
Yes, they're 7-4 right now.
Sneaky good
48
team.
Points is the over, and I'm going the over.
Okay.
I don't know why. That just seems so low for a Hawaii game for some reason. I don't know why. All right. Y'all want me to give y'all a real game? Y'all, you know.
These are all real.
These are all real. I'm watching every last one of these.
You can win money on any game.
Yeah. Even though they're on ESPN Plus, half of these, I'll
still
watch.
Here's a good game for you guys. Oh. Auburn versus Samford.
Oh, that's a real game?
Yeah, I guess so, kind of, sort of.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Hey, check this out. Auburn is a 48-point favorite.
It's because it's Samford.
The over-under is 64. I'm going.
64. Gosh. Wow, that's a big number.
Man, that is a huge number.
I'm thinking
they score 40.
Under.
Yeah, I'm going under.
Don't listen to me, though.
Even if they score 50 points, I can't see Samford scoring.
They're not going to score in Auburn.
Points. Yeah.
Didn't Stanford get like destroyed early
on
in the season?
Samford, not Stanford.
You're from Alabama. You should know Samford.
Yeah, Birmingham.
It's in Birmingham.
Yeah, Birmingham, right.
All
right.
My brother-in-law went to school.
Here's the real game right here. Penn State, Ohio State.
Mm-hmm. 18.5 points spread.
Yeah, it is. That's big. That's pretty big.
Number.
57.5 is the over under. I'm going over. I think it's going to be over. I think alone, Ohio State will score 35 points.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done now.
Okay.
There you go.
Penn State, Ohio State. This is the best defense that Ohio State will have faced at any point during the year.
Do you think this is the best offense they would have faced?
I'm trying to think. Ohio State played Wisconsin. Jonathan Taylor's great. I mean, I would say, yeah, I think this is the best defense and offense they will have faced at any point this year. Who else has Ohio State played?
They hadn't played Minnesota.
Nebraska, Michigan State. They have not played Minnesota. They beat Wisconsin pretty easily. They played Cincinnati in the non-conference. They beat Indiana. Indiana is a better team than people think.
Offense is pretty good.
And they smoked them, but that was way early in the season before we realized Indiana was any good. This is the best of everything that they will have faced, I think, at this point. And Penn State has gone into the shoe and won games before. In fact, Penn State's had a double-digit lead, I think, in the second half in each of the last two games they've played. And given up leads to Ohio State both times. I just don't see a way. This is a bad thing for a team when you analyze a game. I try to look at the matchups within the game, and I don't see a single matchup where Penn State's better. I don't see a matchup on the as each play unfolds. I don't see other than maybe tight end. Penn State has a tight end that's basically uncoverable. I don't know where. I think Ohio State's defensive line is going to win that battle. I think Ohio State's offensive line is going to win that battle. I mean, Penn State's been pretty good at running the football. They're balanced on offense, but they have not faced anything like what they're going to get from Ohio State's offense with Justin Fields and the six or seven or eight playmakers that they use on offense for Ohio State.
You're right.
I mean, listen, Vegas, by putting this spread at 18.5, and these are my picks right now, they're asking you to take Penn State. They're begging you to take Penn State, and I'm taking Ohio State laying the points. Give me Ohio State, lay the 18. I just think Ohio State is – I don't see a place on the field where Penn State matches up with Ohio State and can win that battle. I think
18 points and you taking it?
I think Penn State could win the whole thing next year, and I don't mean just the East or the Big Ten. I think they could be a national championship contender next year. They're just too young a little bit for me. I think Ohio State at home wins big. So I got 18 minus Ohio State minus 18. I've got Minnesota minus 13.5 against Northwestern. Northwestern is awful. They are terrible at everything. Minnesota knows it needs to win this game to have a winner-take-all game next week with Wisconsin to win the division. So give me Minnesota minus 13.5. I like the hook there. Utah minus 22.5 at Arizona. Utah has been crushing people. Absolutely dominant. They know they need style points as well. I like Utah laying the points against Arizona on the road. Arizona is awful at football, and especially on defense. Tennessee plus the 4. Give me the Vols plus the 4 on the road. I think they're the better team. I think they should be favored. So give me Tennessee plus the 4. I know Lee Sterling agrees with me on that one.
Oh, yes.
From Paramount Sports. So, Marquise, do you have any predictions, picks that you would like to throw out there, or
are you gonna
pour one out here during this segment?
Nah, I'll give a couple. Okay. Hold on, I'll give a couple. But first, I need my music, so hold on one second.
Who makes picks, Mark, Keese, or Munson? Who makes picks?
Whichever one makes the most money. Keese is about that money. So
okay, Keese.
Yeah, Keese is probably going
to
make
I need to know
pick.
What name to put on the.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to make some picks. You know the song, so you know what it is. It's time to make some picks.
Pour one out.
Nebraska. I'm taking Nebraska minus the 5 against Mike Loxley in Maryland.
Maryland's not good.
Yeah, they're
not. Neither is Nebraska.
and I regret ever saying that. Hey, this Maryland team looks pretty good so far. Yeah. This is game two, I think I said that. So, yeah, not going to be a good one. Okay, I will take Kansas State plus the 2.5 against Texas Tech. I will take that. And then, trying to look for it. Oh, I will take Wisconsin minus the 24.5 over
it's
Purdue.
Purdue at home. Purdue beat them last year.
Yeah, not this year, though.
But Purdue's very injured.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, in the rivalry game in California, USC and UCLA.
Ooh, the big game.
Ooh, the big game. That's a big game.
It's not, actually. It's Cal-Stanford is the big game, so my bad.
UCLA, I'm taking UCLA plus the 13.
Ooh.
But USC gets the win. UCLA covers.
Okay.
That's it.
I like that.
Thank you, Mariah Carey. You can go now. Get back to the G.
So you trust in Chip Kelly to cover? You trust in Chip Kelly to cover?
They got abused. They got abused last week by Utah.
Win. Yeah, I know. But, I mean.
Hey, today's a different week.
Yeah, today's a different week,
today's
man.
Today's a new day.
It's the same team that also beat Washington State that I didn't think they would do. So, yeah.
And they scored 50 points and a half of football.
Exactly.
Which is really hard to do.
All Chip Kelly got to do is cover. He can get fired afterwards, but just cover.
As a great, great friend and man once said to me many, many times, good teams win and great teams cover.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Big finish when we return right here on Morning Drive.
Game. Big show.
It's a big show.
And now it's time for a big finish on Morning Drive.
Time for the big finish on a Friday. And just real quickly, before we get to the Daily Rewind and what's on tap, it's been a rough week for us here on Morning Drive, obviously. Just want to say thank you to all of our audience that is sticking with us and hanging out with us. And we're going to be here every single morning. Doing as best show as we can possibly do, and it's been one of those weeks, and we do appreciate you guys sticking with us and hanging out with us. So thank you guys.
Yeah, it's been one of those weeks where things happen unexpectedly, and you know, you're expected to roll with the punches, and you just got to roll with it. And
show must go on.
Show must go on. That's why we, you know, us three, we stick together. And,
absolutely. And you guys, and you credits know, to both of you.
It's us against the world, man.
Yeah.
That's the way I see it.
And credits
us
to both of you, too. You guys both, you know, handled this very well, and you both did a fantastic job, and, you know, kudos to you guys.
Go on.
Keep on going.
Keep stroking the ego.
Yeah, keep going.
Hey.
I just wanted my compliment next.
CMB. CMB. We all we got, man. We all we got.
Hold it down.
We all we got.
That's CMB. Against the world. Isn't that like a really popular song?
No, that's
Me Against the World. That's too popular.
That was
man, that's a bad
New Jack City.
That
was New Jack City when he said CMB. CMB. We all we got, man.
But then he ended up, you know.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
then he ended up
Wesley
Snipes ended up
bad example, maybe.
Poor Allen.
All we got. We are CMB. We are we got.
It's time for the big finish, which is brought to you by
Nashville Soccer Club. Get your MLS tickets for the inaugural season today. Go to NashvilleSC.com.
Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome to the show, Friday edition. That on any given night, they are losing in a different way. Whether it's goaltending one night, special teams the next night, defense the next night, offense the next night. You know, they're losing in every possible way. Which, again, if it continues, then we can start to discuss the coaching staff. But I don't think we're there yet. I still think you got two huge games with St. Louis coming up. Saturday and Monday, respectively, home and home, with a little break in between. Then you get Vegas on Wednesday. This is a huge stretch here at home. It's a huge stretch. So you've got the things that are hanging in the balance over the next couple of weeks are huge. And so I'm not there yet on any extremes. I'm not there yet on any, you know, these conversations about how all is lost or they're going to be totally fine. Neither one of those two conversations is productive. It's all in the middle somewhere. And it's a couple more weeks of action before I can decide, hey, one way or the other on one of these things.
They were talking about some of the power play goals and, oh, it went off of this guy's skate and it went off of that guy's skate. And they were absolutely right. But when there's an action, there's a reaction. You know, there's a cause and effect.
You're not in that position if you're not in the power play. So I couldn't care less if the goal went off of one of the fans and went into the net.
Oh, that'd be bad.
Yeah, it would be bad, real bad.
I would care about the fan. Yeah,
I would care about the fan, but I wouldn't care that the goal went in.
Yeah. That's an unlucky bounce.
But
off the gentleman's forehead.
But while he's eating popcorn. But
didn't spill his beer, though.
That would have been amazing.
This is a finesse hockey team that people are going to punch around a little bit until they show everyone else in the NHL that they're not going to take it. And I don't know, like, that's just a mentality thing. Like, you got to step up and defend yourself at some point. So I think that's going to be a growing concern, is that teams are going to come in here and try to push you around.
You know what I was thinking when you said that? The first thing that came to mind was the song, "We're Not Gonna Take It."
You worked with Darren and Weird Willie for long
enough. Yeah, you did. That's definitely down there.
See,
D&D Avenue.
I'm trying to get Sturgill into your blood. Yes. You know, you took all that 80s hair metal from Darren and Willie, and that's why it's in your brain.
That's what came to mind when you said that.
Josh Ward joining us here on the program.
Well, in the summer, Jeremy was talking about the connection he had been able to establish with the players, and he talked about not doing a good enough job with that in the first year. And I think when Jeremy Pruitt was talking about that, like at SEC Media Days, that was a big talking point. I don't think it had really happened yet. I think that maybe Tennessee was on the way to getting there, but in the first month, you know, there were some real concerns about players understanding, one, on the field, what's being asked of them by the coaches, and then from there, maybe leadership within the locker room as you're hearing talk of finger pointing, especially after that Florida loss when that month had just been a disaster. But since then, I do think things have come together. The players continue to buy in. And then I would also give a lot of credit to the veterans who stepped up on this team. So I think that Jeremy Pruitt did a better job of establishing or strengthening the connection with his players, which he struggled to do a year ago.
Our guy back here is doing pregame. Basically, check out Marquise at 9 a.m.
I always
do pregame. Though.
Yeah. It's just Munson.
Just Munson?
Just Munson.
What about Keese?
No.
Keese?
Are you offended by that? I'm fine with that.
That's
for the streets.
That is for the streets.
But
I will say that.
But is it cool for like your teammates to call you Keese?
Yeah.
No, that's for the streets,
but it's
man.
Like, but it's like hockey nicknames.
Off the air, we can call him Keese.
Not on the air?
No, not on air.
On air, you can just call me Munson.
Yeah, Munson on the air.
Yeah, but you sound like a really old, nerdy white guy.
Munson is the name.
But that's the shock factor. Then exactly. I show like, up with my gold chain and my Jordans, and then it's like, what up, Munson? Nice to meet
Everybody's
you.
Everybody's like, whoa.
But it turns it to Keese.
Notice why I never want to use my last name on anything. I hate my last name. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's these. You kind of like Urkel and Steve. Urkel and Steve.
Is Steve the one that showed up in that show like all jacked up with like no glasses
Stefan.
It's Urkel and Stefan.
Hey,
so
y'all,
you're Munson, and then when you leave here, you're Keese.
Teron Davenport joining Derek Mason, Braden Gall here.
The game plan should be featured, Derek Henry. I think it should be that every week, but they have to be able to play off of that. And one of the good things about this matchup is Jacksonville is allowing a league-high explosive run play, 40 yards or more. So this could be an opportunity to get Derek Henry on track as far as back in gear and getting those explosive runs, because he only has one run of 40 yards or more this year.
Terrence Arthur Crisp joining us here. Crispy.
I just think right now, and I look at it and as a coach and a player, your big cannons, and I'm not picking on anybody, but your big cannons, when you look around at the guys like that Pedersen, how he's playing, Horvat, Besser, they were the three guys we picked out to watch last night making this team run, and all of those three were in on almost all of the goals that they scored. I think right now we have to look to our cannons, and I'm not going to sit here and say who are. You can decide who your top six are, who we think our cannons are on this team. And to some people it's evident, to some they gotta start firing. Our cannons have got to step up and look at each other and say, guys, that's why we're here. That's why we've got good contracts. David Boyle showed confidence, the coaches have. We gotta start to get it done. It's our job as the cannons to start firing.
I want to dance with somebody. Who want to dance with me? I want to feel the heat with somebody.
Well, there's only two of us in here.
I'm saying, I do not want to
feel the heat with you.
The opposite.
Hey, whatever you're into, man.
I'm talking about women. Woman. Who want to dance with me?
Whatever you're into.
Which one want to dance with me?
Come I don't on. Judge.
Call in. Call in.
We don't judge on Morning Drive.
Call in. Leave a message with Marquise.
Stop. This is not a dating app. This is a radio show.
All right. Leave a message to Marquise, okay?
I hope it ends up like the end of Friday when Smokey finally met, Jackson?
More like Freddie Jackson. So let it whip.
Do you do the high note part, though?
So let it whip, whip it, baby. Let's whip it right.
Oh, I love it when Derek Mason sings on the show. It's my favorite part of the show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I think other people like it, too. I think our listening audience love it.
Oh, you do? Do you have any market research to back that up, or are you just guessing?
I know.
Do you just think that everyone loves you? Like, just no matter what? Like, you wake up and you look in the mirror, you're like, God, I'm so handsome. Everyone loves me.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be. You know why? Because if I don't think it, then who will? You know.
I guess I hadn't thought about it that way.
If you don't think you're great, then who will?
I mean, hopefully your friends and family, kids, significant other.
But it's not. See, co-hosts. I always say,
I think you're great.
I say it's not arrogance. It's just confidence, man. You got to walk into the room as if you own the place, Munson.
Yeah, I'm not cocky. I'm confident. So when they say I'm the best, it's a compliment.
It can be confused.
It's a Jadakiss line.
Those
by
two
the way.
Things can be confused sometimes. For those that do not know you.
Yeah, I think people that are scared, they say it's cocky.
Well, get a dog.
Yeah, get a dog if you're scared. Get a mean one, too.
Go buy a dog.
Oh, you got a lot of confidence. I'm like, yeah, you know.
You're damn right I got a lot of confidence. Like, now
hey,
what?
If you think I look like a 7, I feel like a 10.
You think I look like a 7, then something wrong with your eyes.
Oh, yeah. God. I like that.
That's right.
Are y'all done? Telling each other how great you guys both are?
Hey, man, you got to.
Knuckleheads.
Yeah, you got to think you're great, man. You walk in, you look in that mirror.
See, Munson.
I am the greatest.
See, Munson's cool, but Key's got confidence out of this world. Okay. Like that guy needs to relax sometimes, especially when he goes out on the weekends. That guy got too much confidence.
I look in the mirror, I say, when can we go out on a date?
That's really weird. That's very Alex Rodriguez of you, sort of. Didn't Alex Rodriguez like make out with himself in a mirror?
He probably did.
And he did like a photo shoot for like GQ or something?
Oh, my Lord.
All right, Tennessee, Titans, and Jags. Sounds like we're all on the Titans, 3 o'clock. Remember, late start on Sunday. You got the Vols in Missouri. You got St. Louis Blues, Predators in desperate need of some points.
Brett.
So a huge sports weekend coming up on tap. My name is Braden Gall for Derek Mason and Marquise Munson. Thank you guys for listening. Darren Donick and Chase coming up next.
Bailey, DJ Nashville, my man Nick, have a wonderful day and I love you.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.